veggies. We know they're good for us, so how do we get enough into our diet?
Making sure you fill half your plate with fruits and vegetables, you're going to be right on the right track doing that.
I think about, you know, all the greens that are coming out of the ground. It's just so much color and radishes. Oh, you can just go on and on. There's so many great vegetables out there to start playing with.
I love big salads. So what I like to do is I'll prepare all my lettuce and kale, and I put it in different containers in the refrigerator. I chop up a bunch of different vegetables. I can put together a salad lunch to take with me wherever I'm going.
During the summer, I have a vegetable garden.
Besides the numerous health benefits, greens are also great to keep your beauty game in check.
I try to add in some green juices here and there just for the skin, to keep the skin really nourished and hydrated.
I have now realize that it's a really good idea to eat a lot of vegetables. You know, raw vegetables is really good for your skin. Listen to me, it's true.
Lots of water, lots of vegetables. Try to keep it clean as much as possible.
You are what you eat. I mean, that's the truth. It's the same when people always say, oh, you have a baby, and then how come you look good afterwards? It's because I eat right. I eat right, and my children eat right.
How do you get your kids to eat their veggies?
My biggest thing is your kids eat what you eat. So you gotta eat the vegetables if you want them to eat the vegetables. And my daughter loves every vegetable on the planet, because I do, and I truly do.
I think hiding foods, like hiding vegetables and other things, makes kids think that they're bad for some reason, right? I think you honor things. Try and find some sort of farmer's market, or go to your local store and get the freshest thing that's available seasonally.